Hello, and welcome back. I'd like to welcome you to the Living Truth Ministries podcast. On this episode, I will be continuing the series entitled, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. My name is Stacy Cagwin, and I am your host, and I am so glad that you are joining me as we continue this series. Today, we will go a little deeper into the story of Jehoshaphat and the multitude that was coming against him. Today's podcast is entitled, A Great Multitude. Last week, we had talked about being at our wits' end and how King Jehoshaphat had made a decision to walk in the ways of the Lord. And it was because Jehoshaphat had chosen to walk the righteous path that the enemy had come against him. This caused Jehoshaphat to seek God's direction because he knew he was not fighting against people, but against Satan's kingdom. We also learn that we too have a very real enemy, but that we serve a much bigger God. Now, let's continue to learn more. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the seas, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar. 2 Chronicles 20:2. The multitude that came against Jehoshaphat was a formidable alliance consisting of the Moabites, Ammonites, and others with them. To really understand who these people were, we need to look at a bit of their history. The Moabites were the descendants of Moab, who was the grandson of Lot, who was conceived by incest with his eldest daughter. Their territory was situated along the eastern border of the Dead Sea, on the plateau between the Dead Sea and the Arabian Desert. To the south and west of Moab was the nation of Edom, and to the north was Ammon. It was a fertile area for crops and herds, and also a major trade route ran from Syria to the Gulf of Aqaba, bringing wealth and culture to the Moabites. When the Israelites camped in Moab, just prior to the crossing of the Jordan River, the women of Moab had enticed the Israelites into ritual sexual immorality, which resulted in God's judgment against Israel. The tribes of Reuben and Gad settled in northern Moab. When the nation of Israel became morally corrupt during the period of the judges, Elgon, a king of Moab, oppressed Israel and captured territory east of the Jordan River as far as Jericho. But Eud the judge delivered Israel from Elgon's control. The Moabites also threatened Israel when Saul was king. David eventually conquered Moab, and the nation remained subject to Israel until after Solomon's death. Omri, king of Israel, from 885 to 874 BC, kept Moab under his control, as did his son Ahab, until he became preoccupied with wars against Syria and Assyria, and then Moab was able to break free. Then King Jehoram of Israel, the king of Edom, and King Jehoshaphat joined forces to attack Moab around 849 BC. But they failed to conquer the Moabites because of a superstitious act when the king of Moab sacrificed his own son to the war god of Chemosh to show how deeply he believed in his cause. Now, the Bible isn't clear about why Israel departed, but it may very well be because human sacrifice was such an abomination that the army of Israel could have been angry with themselves for allowing things to escalate to the point of human sacrifice, thus retreating. They could have also returned because the people of Moab were furious with Israel over this, that they had forced the Israelites out, thus causing them to retreat. But whatever the reason for their retreat, and given this brief historical background, you can readily see why Jehoshaphat feared the Moabites. The great multitude Jehoshaphat faced was composed not only of Moabites. Joining them were the Ammonites, a nomadic race descended from Lot's son Ammon. During the days of the Exodus, the Israelites were instructed by God not to associate with Ammonites. No reason is given in the Bible for the hostility between the two nations, but the rift continued for several centuries. In the days of the judges, Elgon, king of Moab, enlisted the aid of the Ammonites in taking Jericho from Israel. In King Saul's time, Nahash, the Ammonite king, planned an attack against the Israelites living in Jabesh-Gilead, threatening to put out the right eyes of all the men and disable them for warfare. But King Saul responded to their call and saved them from this fate. Now the chief god of the Ammonites, who was a false god, was named Moloch, to whom they offered human sacrifices. The Ammonites had built a giant iron bull in Moloch's image, to which they heated it like a giant oven, and then they placed the bodies of living children into it to be sacrificed. The Ammonites and the Moabites created a powerful alliance, but we aren't finished yet. The others with the Moabites and the Ammonites were the Edomites. These people were descendants of Edom, or Esau, who made his home in Mount Seir and disposed of the original inhabitants. After the years of wilderness wandering, when Moses wanted to lead Israel northward to Canaan across Edom, the king of Edom refused them passage, forcing them to take a more lengthy and difficult route through the desert to the east. During the reign of King Saul, Israel fought against Edom, and later King David conquered Edom, along with a number of other adjacent countries. During the time of the divided kingdom, a number of hostile encounters occurred between God's people and Edom, and the evil Edomites were the only neighbor of Israel that was not promised mercy from God. These three nations, the Moabites, Ammonites, and Edomites, were fierce by nature, hostile towards God's people, cruel, and idolatrous. This was the composition of the great multitude that Jehoshaphat had faced. What about your multitude? Now think for a moment. What is the composition of the great multitude that you face? You may think your multitude is a person who is making your life miserable. Perhaps you have children that are out of control, or maybe you have an abusive spouse, or even hostile co-workers. Who do you think composes the great multitude that is generating your bad report? If you identified any of the above, your children, your co-workers, or controlling and abusive people around you, you're wrong. At this point, you may be asking yourself, how am I wrong? They are people and they are causing me so much pain in my life. How can I be wrong? Your enemy is not the people rising up against you. Your real foes are only disguised in flesh and blood. And as long as you perceive your battle to be on the natural level, you will continue to be terrorized by the enemy. Behind every great multitude and every bad report, there are spiritual causes. The Apostle Paul explains that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. Your enemy is not your mate. It is not your co-worker, and it is not your abuser. Your enemy is the controlling power behind the great multitude, the forces of Satan and his demonic host. Their strategy is similar to the enemy alliance that Jehoshaphat faced, because the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. You must face your spiritual enemy with spiritual strategies. This is why Apostle Paul declares, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." 1 Corinthians 10:4. Now, the first time God's people came to the borders of their promised land, they faced a great multitude. There were giants in the land, and the majority of Israel were terrorized by them. Intimidated by the multitude, Israel had turned back to wander in the wilderness for another 40 years. On another occasion, the prophet Elijah's servant Gehazi was intimidated by a multitude of warriors encamped around the city of Gothan. The prophet prayed that Gehazi's eyes would be open, enabling him to recognize that the forces of God were greater than those of the great multitude. If you are to confront your great multitude successfully, then your spiritual eyes must be opened. You can begin by making this declaration. Lord, it is nothing for you to help me, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us. O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. 2 Chronicles 14:11. Your enemy is coming, they warned Jehoshaphat. They have already crossed the waters and are encamped nearby. What do you think Jehoshaphat's response was to the great multitude of enemy forces that was suddenly at his doorstep? His immediate response was, I don't know what to do. He froze from fear and was rendered completely immobile with spiritual paralysis. If Jehoshaphat is to prevail against the enemy, then he must look beyond the clouds of the dust kicked up by their horses and the threatening glimmer of their armor in the late afternoon sun. He must see beyond the immediate crisis into the spirit world and view his battle with spiritual perception. What about your great multitude? Your enemy is encamped nearby. You can hear the intimidating sounds of advancing footsteps. And like Jehoshaphat, you may not know what to do. So what will you do? I hope you will join me next week as I teach about how the fear that we have can be replaced by faith and knowing that God will fight our battles. I look forward to this, and until next time, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may He make His face to shine upon you, and may the Lord keep you in all your ways, and may you have a great rest of your day.
Join Stacy next week as she continues the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. We are on Facebook, PodPoint, LTM Radio, LTBC, and LTM website. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy Stacy's teachings, let her know. Or if you have questions concerning today's lesson, then send her an email. Her email address is stacy@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's stacy@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.